Oh, yeah. So, but, go ahead. Yeah, you ask.
I was going to say, because when it comes to like the running part, too, like you said that you started with the treadmill and stuff, but when you started going up and up and up with like the marathons, like longer and longer and longer, like what made you want to do that? Like how come it started with this one thing? Like, oh, I'm going to go 1 mile or 2 miles on the treadmill to now running marathons. Like what was really the initial motivation to do that?
I think, so I kind of have two different answers for this. The marathon, it was so appealing after the 10-mile race that I was like, well, I got to try this, you know? And then my brother-in-law says to me, he's like, well, you know, if you're going to try this, we're going to get you as fast as possible. I said, all right. So I'm just messing around. Like, I'm new to running content on YouTube. I'm watching. And I see two separate videos. I see these people running. It's about the whole Boston Marathon course. And it's going into the whole thing, the Newton Hills and Heartbreak Hill and the Wellesley Scream Tunnel. And like, you know, just like all the history on it. I was like, wow, that's really cool. I want to do that. And then like the second thing was I seen a video and it was like mile 18 to 26 is like considered death's doorstep. And like, you just see people's faces like during these miles. And it's just like pure agony. Like to
why there? Why 18 to 26?
So I think what happens is if you don't fuel correctly or you don't train correctly, your body's going to give out. And a lot of people, they call it hitting the wall. And when you hit the wall and you go lactic, you can't really perform anymore. Like you could finish still, but it's going to be extremely painful.
Yeah, I think you talked about that last time too. It happened to you. You said you even said it. You were running, and in the middle of the run, your body just couldn't.
Anything anymore. A few training runs, stopped. I got humbled early, and but it like the whole training's so cool because it's practice for race day. So you're constantly doing different things like. When I would do workouts, I would try and hammer them as hard as I could in the beginning, like as fast as I could. And then I realized, I'm like, well, I'm cheating myself out of the later reps. Like if I'm doing 3 reps of something, the last two are going to be dramatically slower and they're going to slow down my average to where I learned that, okay, we're going to not run this as fast and we're going to have 3 solid reps. Instead of 1 solid rep or 1 really good rep and 2 okay.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Makes sense. Talk about those challenging pathways that they call. We had, when we did our run, Rocky Run, it was drag oil.
So yeah.
It was going up the hill.
Yeah.
You said something about the tunnel. It was different names. So how did they really structure on what the challenge is going to be for a specific race? Because I'm pretty sure they all have one challenging spot where they kind of challenge the runners on, right?
So basically the thing, like Philly Marathon's a pretty fun course. There's a couple hills in Fairmount, but it's not too bad. It's relatively flat. I ran New York in the fall. That's considered the hardest world major right now out of the 6, not including
Sydney. I'm gonna take on that.
You could.
New York? Okay.
But, like I was.
How big is the hill or how steep?
The first hill you go across is the first mile of the race. And it's the Verrazano Bridge. And it's like, it's the highest peak of the race. So everyone comes out going as fast as they can up this bridge and you just burn yourself out.
Yeah, yeah.
But the smart people don't do that. You know, they try and go at an average pace knowing they have 25 miles to break it up. But New York was tough. Because there's the Queensboro Bridge, which is a huge incline. And then after you do all these bridges, I can't remember the street, but it's right next to Central Park. It's around mile 22 or something like that. And there's this little incline to it. It's like...
In New York?
Yeah. Okay. If you were just running down the street, like that was your first mile, you probably wouldn't even notice it like that. But like I'm running this thing and like, you know, you feel your hamstrings tight because you just... Went through all that, and I was literally watching people around me like blow their hamstrings out, like not like blow them out, but they started cramping bad, you have to stop right immediately, like you can't run through that. Then you get into Central Park, and there's a few more people stopped and stuff, so like that can kind of ruin your race right there. And then just going on to Boston, I'm running that in a little over a month. So Boston starts out, the first half of the race is downhill. So if you come out going too fast, you can blow out your quads later in the race, because when you're going downhill, it's all quads. When you're going uphill, it's hamstrings. Mm. So
I would think it was quads up the hill, but yeah, I guess
I'm no, sure. It's hamstrings. It's the back, because you're pushing. You're
kind of pushing off.
Yeah. So what the tricky part about Boston is, you go, oh, that's no problem. You know, half your it's net downhill race. When you get to mile 16 through 20, it's all uphill. There's four different hills with inclines. So if you go too fast on that downhill, then let them four hills and them 4 miles, they're going to beat you up. So it's a lot of strategy. It's very interesting to it's an interesting challenge in order to run the marathon, and I found that appealing, kind of.
For sure. No, I want to speak on my experience too, because when Josh told me about, you know, running a half marathon, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. One, I know he was the only one that was doing it before I even found out that our other friend was also doing it, Zach. But I was like, you know, I'm not going to let him do it alone. I'm going to be there. We're going to push each other. We're going to do it together. And then we were preparing for it, but the actual run itself, it's such a good experience, because I would definitely suggest anybody definitely do a marathon. It's so mental and strategic and physical. You might not think that, because you're going to be like, I'm going to run 10 miles easy. But preparing is actually even the hardest part.
Yeah.
For me, preparing was harder than the run itself. The run is easy. Preparing for it is the hard part. So much harder.
The funniest thing about running to me is, and I think this is a good outlook on life, we build these things up in our heads, which are not as big of a deal as we make them out to be.
Yeah.
And when you end up doing it, you go, that wasn't even that bad, you know?
What's next?
And what's next? Or on to the next thing. And like, that's where we went back to the whole like achievement thing. Like, you can't even enjoy it sometimes because you're constantly moving up. Like, you're so addicted to climbing the ladder. But, you know, It's definitely a ton of mental. And like, the other thing I wanted to say is, there's not too many people I meet that run a race and go, I'm never going to do that again. Like, usually if you run a big enough race, people are amped up. Like, if you like the Rocky Run, you should try Broad Street, because that's probably one of the biggest turnouts for a race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did the Rocky Run. Broadway's more straight though, right?
Broad Street's straight, and it's a net downhill course, so it's a lot funner.
Okay, but then you also, so how do you really pace yourself out on a downhill a lot? Just kind of going with the flow, being very light on your feet, I'm guessing, right?
I think so. One key is I'm kind of a victim of what?
Just so you don't put a lot of stress on
the
quads.
If you want to, I don't typically do this, but you shorten your stride.
Meaning just less,
like longer steps? Like, it's shorter steps.
Yeah.
But I don't typically do that. I just go out and rip it. But what I try to do is, I tell people this all the time, like, it's not about the speed you're running at, it's about the effort. So I try to pay attention more to my heart rate than anything.
Okay.
Until, like, I'm getting down the last 1 or 2 miles, and now I'm like, okay, it's time to go now, you know?
What's the heart rate that you try to look at when you...
So, when I ran a few marathons, I think I was in the 170s for, like, probably 80% of the race, at least.
Okay. And you figured that was the best?
That's a hard effort.
Yeah, it is.
If you're running every day just to run, you don't have to run hard or fast. Like, a mile is a mile. So if I run a mile in 4 minutes and you run it in 10, it's still 125 calories around. It doesn't matter. It just took a little longer to burn it. So like,